If there's a common theme among the Purdue football team heading into the 2012-2013 season, it's wanting and expecting more. The Boilermakers are coming off their most successful campaign of the Danny Hope era, one that saw them go 7-6 and earn their first bowl berth and win since 2007. But as sophomore defensive end Ryan Russell explains, tasting success has made this year's Boilermakers hungrier for more.
It's a big role, a big part of it. You go to a new, you know, a city some people haven't been to before, have a good time. Everyone gets time to heal and rest, so that's good. Then you have those extra practices. The young guys get acclimated, and everybody knows this is what we want next year, like next season. We want a bigger bowl. We want a better bowl, so it definitely helped.
Russell is a pivotal piece in what the Boilermakers expect to be one of the best defensive lines in the Big Ten. He will play alongside defensive tackles Bruce Gaston and Kawan Short. Short and cornerback Ricardo Allen probably understand the pressure of needing to raise their level of play more than anyone on the roster. The two have been showered with preseason accolades from the likes of Sports Illustrated and the Associated Press to their peers in the conference. Both are expected to be among the best players in the country this year at their respective positions. Allen says that desire to be great is what motivates him and his teammates.
I just come in like I always do, just come in, want to be the best. I don't want to just be one of the top corners in the Big Ten. I want to be one of the top corners in the country. So I feel like I have to work hard every day. And if I want to achieve my big goals, I just have to keep a chip on my shoulder and show everybody what I really can do.
The Boilermakers have been labeled by some national college football experts as a sleeper team, but head coach Danny Hope doesn't believe his team will stumble into contention for a Big Ten championship. He expects them to pursue it with confidence and conviction.
Well, our expectations are higher than a dark horse. We think we're legitimate contenders. So we got to play good, and we got to play well, and we got to win. That's what's on the agenda for us. They can label it any way they want. We think we are legitimate contenders. We have good players. We anticipate winning and winning big and having fun and competing for the top spots in our division and the top spots in our league. And that's what we're all about. They can label it whatever they want.
To do so, the Boilermakers are going to have to adjust to some changes. They have a new defensive coordinator. Tim Tibisar now leads that side of the ball, coming from the Canadian Football League, where he held the same role with the Montreal Alouettes. He admits to some growing pains this offseason, but sees the defense coming together.
Well, I think we've done a good job of picking up where we left off last spring. We didn't have to start at zero again. And we had 15 pretty good practices last spring, and we were able to kind of pick up where we left off there from an effort and attitude standpoint, and even from a schematic standpoint. We don't feel like we're starting at ground zero.
The Boilers will play this season without who would have been their top returning tackler, Dwayne Beckford. He was dismissed from the team after an arrest earlier this week. Danny Hope says becoming a more disciplined program is part of the process of lifting Purdue to the top of the conference.
Every phase of the program, I think we've made great progress in, and we have a mature, talented football team coming back, an experienced football team coming back, a winning team football team coming back. So a lot of good signs for our team and our program. This is where I expect it to be.
Offensively, there are fewer questions and more options. Senior Caleb Turbush will start at quarterback. He's expected to split time at the position with Robert Marv and Rob Henry. All of them have started games the past two seasons. Turbush says while the three have been competitive in practice, they have formed a strong connection that he believes benefits the whole team.
I don't even say we're feeding off each other. I mean, it's competitive in a sense, but it's a friendship and brotherhood, and we're looking out for one another and trying to help each other get better because we don't want any drop-off, so whoever goes in there knows what's going on, and we're just out there to help each other.
Turbush's efforts not only earned him the starting quarterback spot, but also high praise from his head coach. Danny Hope has singled him out as arguably the most improved player heading into the season. That is probably no more encouraging than to guys like Ontavian Edison. He heads a wide receiving core that expects to catch a lot of passes from Turbush or whoever else is throwing the ball. Experience, enhanced speed, and improved confidence is why Edison believes Purdue's wideouts will turn some heads this year. That is, if you can turn quick enough to watch them fly by.
All of us just worked together, and we kept the chemistry. We built the chemistry. And even though we had some tough seasons before, we know what we're capable of, and we're ready to show the world what we're capable of.
The wide receivers are some of Purdue's elder statesmen. The kickers are not. The Boilermakers are replacing one of the program's all-time greats in Carson Wiggs, who is now prepping to kick on Sundays in the NFL. While junior Cody Webster is back to handle punting, the field goal and kickoff duties rest on the feet of freshmen. Paul Griggs from Charlotte, North Carolina is the projected field goal kicker, and Thomas Meadows from Maidens, Virginia is being given kickoff responsibilities. Just months after graduating from high school, both will be in charge of kicking in some of the largest stadiums in the country. Meadows says he is ready for the pressure.
As kickers, we try to picture like what the environment's going to be like out there. not only like for our own like excitement purposes, but also just to prepare ourselves mentally for the environment. And I can picture the crowd roaring and that first kickoff, all that adrenaline rush. So I definitely thought of that many times.
Meadows and Griggs hope to have similar special team success as freshmen as Raheem Mostert did last season. In his first year in college, Mostert led the nation in kick returns and has developed a reputation of being a threat to score anytime he touches the ball. So too has running back Akeem Shavers. He came on at the end of last season and was named the MVP of the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. Running backs coach Cornell Jackson says Shavers and some of Purdue's other running backs have made large strides as they head into the new year.
Long hours with me, you know, long hours with each other, you know, and you know, they understand and they coach each other out there. You know, they get on each other out there, and you know, they of course they bought into the scheme and they understand the scheme because, you know, it's football. You know, if you love football, you know, you're going to put the time in it to understand football. If you don't love it, you're not going to put the time in it. They put the time in it because they love it.
Purdue opens the season Saturday against Eastern Kentucky. It's a team Danny Hope knows well. He played his college ball there and coached the Colonels from 2003 to 2007. He says his experience at EKU set the foundation for his time at Purdue.
You're not really prepared for something until you've done it before. And a lot of people are capable of becoming a Big Ten head football coach, and a lot of guys may be qualified, you know, to be a Big Ten head football coach, but until you've been a head football coach, then you're really not prepared. And I think it prepared me very well for this job.
For the next 4 months, the Boilermakers will embark on a journey they hope ends with a trip to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game. The goals are set, and Coach Hope says if his team can achieve them, it could be an important step forward for the program, not only now, but in the years to come.
The next step is winning big, and that'll put us in position to take a quantum leap as a football program. We're cocked and ready. We have to get it done. We're in position to take a quantum leap as a football program by winning big. We win, we play hard, and things go right. We're going to get better and better, and the momentum's rolling. A big season could create a quantum leap for this football program.
Sam Clement, WBAA News.